excited to have a fun discussion of today. Case number 322-337, it's 1115. Nancy, for the record, nobody else has checked in.
No.
And so the record reflects the only people in the room are the parties on the last case. Other than that, the room is empty except for the board.
I just emailed him. I just emailed him, he hasn't emailed me back.
Yeah, and you haven't heard from either party? In historical knowledge, do you recall what we do in these cases? Do you think we would have a double number? Or you think we would remember?
Frank used to mark them off.
I think that's what we did, because we can't find in favor of either party.
I think that's true, I just never understood what that really meant.
It just means that the, yeah, I don't know what it means either, other than, because you can't find for one or the other, so it's not like a decision for one or the other, so it's like...
Limbo.
Like, what do they call it?
Limbo.
Yeah, it can't be limbo, because they're not coming back.
It doesn't go on a dormant case list?
It's not a dormant case, though. I mean, it's an active case, they just, neither one of them showed up, so they mark them off as if the, I guess as if, it's not really a dormant case, but it's a...
I suppose conceivably I don't think Waterbury would have a motivation to do so.
Well, I just emailed him and said...
Was this a felony or a pending felony? I forgot.
There are four felonies pending, and they're all pending.
Yes.
And they're all pending.
There's a protective order.
Thank you.
Supposedly there's a protective order.
Yeah. With no expiration date. I'd like to make a motion that we find in favor of the issuing authority, even though both parties are not present, the documentation that we have shows that there are four counts of risk of injury to a child, criminal mischief in the third degree, breach of peace in the second degree. The four counts of risk of injury are all felonies. There's also a protective order that's active with no expiration date.
The
last time that we had this happen, which was just a couple of months ago, mm-hmm. or a couple of meetings ago, that both parties didn't show up. I actually got a call from that town saying that he totally forgot. And,
right.
But we did find in favor of the issuing authority because that appellant had a disqualifier. I mean, I don't know. I mean,
there is a motion at 1118 made by Dr. Conrad. Is there a second?
I'm going to second it just for the discussion.
Motion made by Dr. Conrad.
It is very similar to the last case. Yeah. We left that and not sure if we did the right thing.
I remember this now because then I thought it would be interesting if we made a decision one way or the other.
Right, exactly.
If somebody appealed that, then we would really know what the answer is to.
Yeah, well, remember, just earlier today I asked the question, does the file we have constitute evidence? And
right.
If it's evidence that favors the issuing authority rather than the defendant, I guess
right.
We're entitled to rely on that.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the record.
It's
so,
in the record.
And we've all considered it if we read the case. So
I would just like, because the only automatic disqualifier is the protective order.
Mm-hmm.
I want some type of current record or verbal confirmation,
from
the issuing authority that it is active.
Right.
Well, I suppose
The paper that we have, though, says with no expiration.
As of a certain date. It could have been modified yesterday.
Okay.
Theoretically.
I have to say, they've all been coming out like that lately with no expiration date, just because things with courts have been rather crazy lately.
Uh-huh.
So they would rather not put themselves into a corner, so they've just been coming out with no expiration
date. And actually, you get the expiration date after it's expired.
Mm-hmm.
They say it's expired, not that
right.
Not
it's not
that
going to.
On
not prospective.
Date,
There was a second by the chief.
Yeah.
I feel more comfortable just having the case
heard.
Or go away. Or just.
Well, if the motion doesn't carry, just go away.
Yeah.
Any other comments? Nancy's holding up her finger.
Well, I'm just looking to see. I believe it was Thomaston that didn't show up.
And we found in favor of.
We found in favor of the issuing authority because the person, I believe, had an automatic disqualifier. Hold on. Thomas list and...
Well, whatever we decide, we should be consistent.
That's true.
Yeah.
Because they'll come up again, and they have in the past.
Okay, involving the denial, the appellant failed to appear, a representative failed to appeal for the local issuing authority. Chief made a motion for the local issuing authority due to the automatic disqualifier. The motion was seconded by Ms. Johnson. After deliberations, the board took a roll as to the outcome of the case. The vote was 5-1 in favor of the local issuing authority. I believe Steve Sinetti was the one that voted against that decision.
That's why you kind of switched.
Right.
Right.
Look who turned it.
Consistency, yeah.
So, you know, that was back on July 13th.
I remember that.
Yeah, I do too, yeah.
Yes, yeah. And I did get a call from Thomaston and said, oh, I'm like, well,
you lucked out. That doesn't encourage people not to show up.
Yeah.
Any other comments? Call the roll.
For the motion, would be fine for the issuing authority?
Correct.
Okay, yes.
If against the motion, it just goes away.
Well, it's, I guess, for the appellant, but the motion, the motion would fail because there would be no action.
And it's marked off.
Oh, hold on, I was going to say, you just read my message, so.
There's no way that the appellant loses case on this motion.
Come on, Chief.
Dr. Conrad.
I'm going to vote in favor of my motion.
That's best. Attorney Sinetti.
I'll vote in favor of her motion.
Mr. Gray.
I'm going to abstain.
Come on, Peter.
I wasn't here on the 13th. Okay.
Ms. Johnson.
I'm in favor of the motion. Chief Rosenzweig.
Wow.
Hey, you seconded it.
I hate abstaining.
No, I know.
For discussion.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, you wanted to...
My only hesitation is we don't know for sure there's a protective order out there.
Correct.
Against them.
You're against it?
Yep.
Okay.
Chair votes in favor of the motion. Motion carries 4-2 with one abstention in favor of issuing authority.
So everybody voted in favor with the exception of...
One abstention.
Oh.
One abstention and one denial.
Chief, you did in favor of the...
No, he denied.
He was denied against it.
One abstention, one denial.
Okay, so it's 5-1 and 1?
Oh, no, we don't have seven, we don't have seven people here.
Oh, 4-2 and 1, sorry.
4-1 and 1.
4-1 and 1. I got it. I would have gotten it eventually, just...
We have seven people.
We have seven people here?
We do have seven. So it is five, it's five. So it's five in favor.
Five, 4.
Five, 1.
Oh, confusing me.
Look, Nancy, 4 in favor, 2 against, 1 abstention.
Who else was against?
The chief and I both.
You were against it.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I had you in favor. Against, sorry. Against, so 4-1, 4-2 and 1.
There we go.
Got it.
Finally.
Jeez.